your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It is the summer of 1939. Ernest Tennant, a very well-to-do man, travels to Germany. Again, one more time. This time, I believe, with the blessing of his government, where heretofore he and Graham Christie and Conwell Evans have been providing information to Van Sitterers and amateurs. And their information, while extremely accurate, is regarded condescendingly sometimes, I think, when I've read this. Charles, the Tennant mission is the strangest episode of a series of strange episodes. What was the ambition? What was the thinking? Why Ernest Tennant agreed to it, and what the hopes were for the mission?
Tennant conceives of this entirely on his own, but he gets in touch with 10 Downing Street to Horace Wilson, who then liaises with Chamberlain, and offers his services to go incognito, plausibly deniably, as it were, to visit Ribbentrop, his old friend with whom he'd set up the Anglo-German Fellowship. They'd seen very little each other for about 18 months. But he thinks that he may be able to, that he believes that Hitler and Ribbentrop were still anxious for friendship with this country, which even Horace Wilson, the doyen of appeasement at the point, still found improbable. But the Downing Street has sponsored a handful of these sorts of missions. And so they agree to do it as long as their connection is kept secret.
The mission takes him to a castle in Austria, which von Ribbentrop, who is a compulsive false witness, a.k.a. liar, tells him that he's recently acquired it. I guess the presumption is with his earnings or his wife's wealth. But in fact, it's a confiscated castle, Schloss Fussel. And in this conversation, Ernest Tennant learns enough to understand that von Ribbentrop is repeating the dictator all the time, and they're now looking at Poland. They're now looking at a war lasting 10 years. They're now looking at how Hitler must find a way to solve his flank. That would be the East, his flank, because he wants to move on Poland. All this information Tennant gets, and he passes on again to London. Does London believe him?
Yes, I think they believe him.
And in believing him, they see that the move that they made earlier to announce an alliance in some fashion with Poland needs to accelerate and sign a pact, which they will try to do. So if I understand correctly, our protagonists have now provided the map of Europe that will allow London to demonstrate how to stop the dictator. That would be the pact with Poland and an alliance with Russia. Does Chamberlain act with dispatch? There's so many vacations that Chamberlain takes. I get lost whether he's fishing or whether he's in a cabinet meeting. Does he understand that the alliance with Moscow, which is recommended by our heroes, and the defense pact with Poland will stop the dictator?
He agrees with it in his head, but not in his heart, I think, is probably a fair way of summing it up. Chamberlain found any dealings with the Russians deeply unpleasant. He has this huge antipathy, and famously he sends out the mission goes out to Moscow in a slow boat rather than planes, and Ribbentrop beats them to it. They're so indolent and arrogant, it's not well executed, and that's probably one of the worst aspects of Chamberlain's behavior, of his policy over the summer, is his failure to engage with Stalin more effectively.
Yes, Chamberlain's fishing in Scotland. August 1939 now. The crisis is at hand. Halifax is in Yorkshire. Cadogan is holding down the fort. And there's given information that Hitler's going to attack Poland August 25th to 28th of 1939. This is really good information. Lothians in Washington trying to convince Roosevelt that this is going to happen as well. And Roosevelt is not antipathetic, but keeps it all at a distance. It's a European war. And remember, Roosevelt is going to run for re-election in a few months' time. A detail here, we've mentioned the Cambridge Five. Guy Burgess, you report, Charles, Guy Burgess somehow learns about the...
Kinphobia.
It's not Burgess? I thought it was Burgess. But in any event, they learn that London is moving to sign an agreement with Moscow, and that hurries up Ribbentrop. Did I read that correctly?
Yes. Sorry, I'm trying to remember that incident.
It's a little detail because Philby's in before, and now Burgess, one of the people who was also recruited at Cambridge, is involved in passing really good information that Germany picks up on and cuts off the hoped-for agreement between Moscow and London. I know this sounds like a vast game of risk, but that's how it reads sometimes. The Parliament is recalled in the middle of August. The Emergency Powers Act is invoked. London is aware that Hitler is ready to attack, and Hitler puts out the stop order on the attack. He backs down again, at least for a week. At this point, we know war is inevitable, so I'm not going to make us come to a conclusion. I am going to go back on the information that our heroes have been providing London. All of it checks out, Charles. All of it. Everything from 37, 38, and 39. This still did not give pause to the prime minister that their information needed to be acted upon. I'm thinking particularly of those in Germany who want to change leadership, who want to remove the dictator. Does Chamberlain acknowledge that that's possible?
To remove Hitler, the dictator. Yes. No, I don't think he ever does, and I think it was a missed opportunity.
A series of
he doesn't explore regime change.
A series of missed opportunities. And just a moment before we turn to the war that breaks out when Hitler attacks Poland, because they're still going to attempt to communicate back and forth. There is a very famous book called The Unnecessary War. And I believe that Winston Churchill is often given credit for saying it was such an unnecessary war. Your book, Charles, makes that point again and again. Have I read you correctly? There were all these moments to turn off the disaster.
Absolutely. And I think it was the term was used by Churchill talking to Roosevelt during the war.
And the scale of this now, and we'll reflect on it, although we have more events ahead of us in the war, once the fighting begins until the crisis of the spring summer of 1940. The scale of this now, has it made its way into the historians here in the 21st century? That there were decisions made in London, policy decisions made in London, that avoided how this war could have been stopped by removing the dictator or at least supporting the Germans who didn't support him.
I think it's overlooked. It's not discussed enough in the history books.
That is what the fellowship was about. Have I read you right, Charles? I mean, that was the point of the fellowship.
Well, towards the end, they were working very, very closely with the resistance. And the Foreign Office were very sniffy about the resistance. I mean, perhaps with some justification, because it was fragmented, it appeared disorganized, and often it was hard to work out how well coordinated, how realistic it was. But looking at it from the other point of view, you know, Hitler's control, his grip on power was not always 100%.
The book is Coffee with Hitler. Charles Spicer is the author. The war begins. September 1939. This is CBS Eye on the World. On to more of our heroes trying to stop the catastrophe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At
KFC Everyday Value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.